Chapter 7, Scene 2 and 4, Learning to Tell Time.
Okay, let's move on to learning how to tell time. Look at this. This is a clock. A clock helps us to tell time by showing us each hour and minute. The shorthand shows the hours. You can see the numbers 1 through 12 on the clock, right? These are the hours. The longhand shows the minutes. And we have a total of 60 minutes. Now, look at the clock very carefully. You see 12 on the top, and you see the numbers around the clock, right? The long hand is the minute hand, and it takes 5 minutes to move from one number to the next. The little lines between the numbers are the minutes. This means you have 5 minutes between each of the numbers on the clock. The long hand, or the minute hand, starts from the 12 at the top of the clock and moves around to each line, so you count them from 1 to 60, like this. 1, 2, 3, 60. 60 minutes makes an hour. The short hand shows the hours from the number 1 to 12. So, using the shorthand and the longhand, we can tell both the hour and the minutes. What time do you wake up on school mornings, Hiroshi-kun?
6 o'clock.
Let's check on the clock to see what 6 o'clock looks like. First, we move the longhand to stop at the 12. And then, we move the shorthand down to the number 6. See? This is the time when Hiroshi wakes up.
Yeah!